obviously, I would imagine, a little disappointing for the start you guys are off to.
You must got a crystal ball. No, I'm joking. Yeah, a little disappointing around here, but the season's not over by any stretch of the imagination.
Can you comment on the mood of the guys and how you feel that the locker room's holding together?
I think we're holding together pretty well, you know, having won a ball game after four games and, you know, no buying sight. So we just got 12 more weeks. We got to go out and see if we can right this ship, and it starts this week in Denver.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you've seen out of the Denver defense? Obviously, they're starting to build a little bit of a reputation for themselves this season. Just had a great game against Baltimore. What are your thoughts on the Denver D?
Well, as I look at them, I'm saying they've only given up 18 points one time, and that was, what, six field goals in St. Louis week one. And, you know, to have a shot of winning that game after having those turnovers was, you know, credit to what they're doing and how they're playing right now. And the boys playing nice. I like to see good defense.
You're one of the most successful players in the history of this league. I mean, you've got the ring to prove it and all that. How much does it upset you to be 0-4 right now?
It's probably the worst time of my life right now as far as, you know, just letting games get away from us and not being able to, you know, lock down and play good, stout defense week in and week out, because that was a staple of any team that I've ever been on, is that, you know, we got to win it 3-0 and get the turnover to set up the field goal. I mean, it was just the way we went about it. And right now people are just turning around, handing the ball off and coming at us, and we're not being able to stop it. And I think that's the one thing that you just can't put your finger on and say, here's the one thing we got to get done. And that's discouraging when you go in week in and week out after you, you know, work all week long and prepare and get ready to play a game, that it just break down. You break down after breakdown, and that's not the way you can play this game.
Are there still rivalry games like the old days in the NFL with free agency? Is that kind of a thing of the past, or is there still some electricity with it?
Well, it's definitely electricity with it, because it's the history of the franchises of facing each other. I mean, I just got into the AFC West, but, you know, back in the black and blue division when I was in Tampa, I mean, it was just what it was. And, you know, you had a fight on your hands, a four-quarter ball game, and I expected anything different when I got over here. And now we got to go to Denver, and, you know, we got a hot ball club in their place, and they're playing well. We just got to go in there and execute on them and see if we can get something done.
Thoughts on Jake Plummer's play this year, Warren?
Well, I really hadn't had a chance to, you know, really dissect him and, you know, really eyeball him, because I'm more of a defensive guy. I like to watch defense play because that's what I know and that's what I love. And, you know, the one thing I will say about him, he's playing well enough to get it done. I mean, you don't win games with your quarterback, you know, not playing well. I mean, at times he's had throws, but he's always been like that in his whole career. He's had throws where, you know, he trusts in his strong arm and his ability to make plays, and, you know, the ball gets batted around or something like that on him, but he's a damn good quarterback in this league. Don't make no mistake about that.
Were you surprised to see Tatum Bell kind of emerge as the number one running back?
No, because Denver's system and Mike Shanahan's always been, you know, running backs come a dime a dozen and two nickels every time, and they've always been able to, you know, keep that O-line scheme intact. And I think that's the biggest thing with any running back, is if you have a great offensive line that can, you know, give you a crease, just the ability to find it. And most running backs have good vision, and he's no different. And the thing with him is he's that home run hitter, and I think his yards per average really, you know, is indicative of him, how he goes about, you know, his work ethic every game to go out and be able to come close to 5 yards a carry. That's not easy in this league.
Did you see him carry Ray Lewis there at the end of the game Monday night?
Nah, don't watch football. Not like that. I don't watch football like that. I mean, Monday night after, you know, playing, I try to get away from it and, you know, just try to get into some nip tuck or, you know, a little wire or something like that. I try to watch something other than football because I live it my whole life and just got to get a break from it every now and then. But, hey, that game was never, you know, once they got to a point where they scored, and it was a messy game, as I understand it, from the rain and the cold. But, you know, the kids are a hard running back that, you know, really, really does the job for them.
Warren, have you talked with Al Davis lately, and what kind of mood is he in, if you have?
No, I ain't seen the boss.
At all? When's the last time you saw him?
Before the Cleveland game. I saw him on my way out of the facility. He had just pulled up, and nah, he wasn't in a good mood. I'll give you that one.
Warren, you've gone against Jake Plummer a lot in your career. I mean, what do you think the biggest difference is in him as a Bronco, you know, compared to the old days when he was with the Cardinals, that you see now? I mean, is he a changed guy?
Well, I don't really know about changed guy. I think the system suits him a lot better. I mean, Mike Shanahan's a great offensive coordinator and probably one of the better head coaches in the league. And, you know, he's going to contour his offense to fit the strengths of his players. And with the boots and the waggles and the different stuff he gives Jake to get out and use his legs and his arm and his ability to read defenses, and he has better players around him. I mean, let's be honest. This guy didn't have a lot of great players around him in Arizona, and the whole load was dumped on his shoulders. And now he has a system where he's going to have a 1,200, 1,500 yard back in the backfield and an O-line that understands that the quarterback can't get beat up, and then he get him out on the outside of the defense with the boots and waggles and allow him to, you know, use his athletic ability. And, I mean, the system for Jake right now, it should fit him like a glove, and, you know, so far so good. The guy's won, what, 12, 13 games the last 2 years. I mean, it's just, you know, just getting in a situation where he can finish the thing off. But, you know, I like him as a quarterback, no doubt about that.